Coming up next, TGIF on KFOX.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. Also known as the Astrology Hour, on KFOX, 93.5 FM, your talk alternative.
Yet again, another week of Astrology Hours in the can. People are sitting there going, okay, Farley, what do you have planned for today? I got a hot one for you today. This is one of the more favored topics of the fans and the clubs and the listeners. The listeners of the Astrology Hour. Astrology as a catalyzer for spiritual growth, or recognizing that not all people are into astrology. Sometimes you could recall in your life when you got your chart done and it didn't mean anything to you. You couldn't figure it out. It didn't make sense. And suddenly something happened in your life where it's like you were ready, like you were done, like you were ripe. And it's like people tuning into this show by accident. Sometimes they'll stay tuned and they'll go, yeah, I want to hear my sun sign report. Then they'll hear me talking about topics and they'll go, whoa, this is too intense. I'm going back to classical or classic rock or whatever. And then there are other people that listen to the show, tune in, and they go, wow, I'm ready for this. I've been waiting to hear about astrology. You see, when I was very young, I was proud that I was a Leo. And everywhere I went, I looked up Leo, you know, Leo in this book, Leo in that book, Leo sun sign, Leo rising. And would you believe that way, way long, long time ago, there was a company called Future Flash. This is like in the late 60s even. And I got an astrology natal done by these people. And I want to tell you something. You ever hear the saying, it was Greek to me? Well, believe it or not, there was a time in Farley's life when not only did I not pay attention to the chart I got, but when I read it, I really felt like, hey, this is Greek. Forget this stuff. I don't know what any of these numbers mean. And I just wasn't evolved spiritually enough to handle the technical side to astrology as a science, planetary astrology. So there is a definite event. There's a definite metaphysical occurrence. There's a definite, what I would call a logical, pinpointed, identifiable soul evolvement that goes on in an individual's life that allows them, qualifies them, and sort of gives them the gift of finally being able to handle, understand, receive, and digest astrology, planetary astrology, as a science. So I think, frankly, those of you that know what I mean, a lot of you are out there shaking your hands going, Farley, we know what you mean. See, some people are gifted, I guess, and they're born and their parents teach them astrology like at 3, 4, 5 years old. They're given planetary astrology. So many people, believe it or not, are guided throughout their whole lives, much of their lives, in researching and experimenting with astrology as a science. So they get automatically excited about it. But it's not so with me. I want to tell you something. I have always been into weird things like metaphysics and ghosts and astral projections and spirit guides. But I really didn't qualify to reach a level where I could handle astrology until I took up the meditation and until I finally got a personal reading done. I'll give you the date. It's around 1975, about 13 years ago. So, you know, the rest is history. Astrology for me not only has acted as a catalyzer for spiritual growth, but being able to understand planetary astrology as a science, you should all pat yourself in the backs. If you get astroscopes and if you read them and read the study guides and the life profiles, and you can handle what is said there, if you can understand what I'm talking about there, then hey, congratulations, because you have reached that level of what I call soul evolvement or soul qualification, where it's like a window in your mind opens up. See, because what I have found through my 13 years of analysis and research and study as an astrology person is that there is a vast area of knowledge, an ocean of information that is locked in the intuitive mind. That literally, it's like a treasure chest. Talk about a quest game, right? Like Indiana Jones or Raiders of the Lost Ark looking for the Lost Ark, right? I think that intuitive knowledge is like a quest. And I firmly believe, considering what I have been through in my life, and also considering that in 1974 and 75, that I really absolved the biggest block of karma with myself concerning relationships and love and balance with family and women and friends and such, that sort of gave me the lift, the soul evolvement that qualified me to a state where I would receive the gift of meditation and then at the same time plug into the intuitive mind where that whole wealth of what I call intuitive knowledge lies, the astrological bank. And everyone has an astrological bank because, frankly, believe it or not, metaphysically speaking, the soul qualifies and acts as the mechanic. to create a certain karmic configuration in the universe that opens the window to this dimension for each individual child. So in a way, the astrology chart are the planetary locations with the sun, moon, and rising sign. Being that they are a precise map of karma, you got to believe that much of this, including all of the birth process and the eventual birth, are pre-set up and predestined and catalyzed by that baby once they throw the mother into labor. And even if you have a cesarean, right, even if you're born through cesarean, that's the moment that the baby was meant to inhale that first breath to be magnetized by the universe and therefore embrace that natal astrology chart. So this is a very, very powerful topic, a very, very vital topic in understanding why suddenly along the road of life, you as an individual qualified to learn astrology beyond your sun signs. I think it's kind of tricky, and it's also neat that most of the people in the world, most of the billions of people in the world know their sun signs. Did you know that? If there's one thing that everybody knows, whether it's the same language or not, most people know whether they're a Virgo or a Leo or a Capricorn or whatever, a Cancer. And it's something like sun signs are something we learn about when we're young and we embrace them. Even if we don't believe in astrology, we know what it is, right? We know what paragraph in the paper to read or which paragraph to listen to on K-Rock if I do my sun sign forecast or in Cosmo or whatever. But one day, we hear these words like rising sign, moon sign, Venus sign, the houses of life, and little things, bits and bats, start trickling in, and then you absolve blocks of karma, your soul evolves, you qualify to open that window of the mind, and the intuitive knowledge, the logic, and the truth that astrology is okay, it is real, it is powerful, it is positive, it is something good to help you understand life in this dimension. It all comes flooding through, and then you get into it. And then you feel really neat about it, too, and you know that something in your life has catalyzed this intuitive opening in your mind that allows you to understand astrology as a science and planetary astrology. Okay, let's continue more with this exciting topic, because one thing that we are really confronted with, that we deal with in life, for me, which is very fascinating, is we're up against a wall. We're up against a wall of propaganda. We're up against a wall of dogmatic thinking. And we're also up against a wall of millions and billions of people that have not qualified or evolved to a level of soul evolvement where they know that finally astrology is okay. Don't you notice or don't you wonder why some people in your family or your friends, even my own family and friends, would believe it or not, they still look at me as a weirdo. And, you know, people know who I am. They know who Farley Malaris is. You're the astrologer on K-Fox, K-Rock astrologer, Holland America Cruise Lines astrologer. And they say, you really believe in that stuff? Can you believe, you know, the ludicrous, ridiculous vibration that you get from people that have not reached that level of karmic absolution? And this is really a fun way for me to test somebody's soul growth. Because if I meet somebody and they're into astrology, or they at least respect it, or they're curious about it, then I know that they have absolved a lot of karma in this life that brings them to that point. You know, be happy if you are able to reach a level where you understand astrology as a science and where you use astrological concepts and your meditation and your chanting and your prayers hand in hand to further evolve spiritually and plug into your messianic self, this oneness of God, the master within us all, right, that you can evolve to, that we all can qualify for. Be really happy that you have reached that level. And don't be upset or don't be mad or don't get in an argument or a controversy with people that don't agree or understand what you're into. Let me tell you something. Most of us have all been there. There was a time, of course, as I told you, that people would come up to me and talk planetary astrology, and even I would look at them like they were strange. Now look at me now. This is 1988, some 15, 20 years later, and I'm the one teaching the stuff. So I know there's something out there. You know, I know there's some kind of mystical effect that goes on in the universe that can allow us to be teachers or wielders of knowledge and wielders of the sacred knowledge, sacred powers that lie in the intuitive mind. There's all kinds of interesting things in the intuitive mind, which I believe is the link between the conscious mind or the conscious self, the subconscious mind, and the higher self. So, you know, if you can get into that intuitive mind in your dream state or in your meditations, prayers, or chantings, or whatever, if you can form a relationship with that intuitive mind, then that's where I believe, what I have found out, that you can plug into things like past life experiences, like the reincarnational self, like the existence of the God self inside the individual, like the reincarnational process, the karma process, and the astrological effect in this dimension connected with the above. And like that book we give away with the new member bonuses, Lighting the Light Within by good buddy Dick Sutphin, which is a book I could have written because it adheres to my personal philosophies about metaphysics, reincarnation, karma, astrology, and all that good stuff. And that's why people that allow themselves to read and finish that book, when they get done, it's like, wow, it's like, I knew that. Did you ever get finished doing something or learning something metaphysically or astrologically or spiritually? It's like somebody sent it back to you. It's like you threw a metaphysical cosmic boomerang out in the universe, and finally it comes back and you catch it very gracefully, and you go like, wow, I knew that. So many times I'll do topics here, and people sit there and they go, Farley, I am so glad that you did this topic, because this is what I wanted. This is what I asked for. And when I got it, I knew it. That's what's so funny about readings. When I sit down in a personal consultation, or if I'm talking to somebody on the phone lines here on the air, I think the most important part that I should play as a teacher and as a counselor is to reveal the self within. I mean, am I really telling people something they don't know? But what I'm really doing is letting them know that I can plug into what they're all about by just looking at their planets. See, the proof is in the pudding. The way astrology works is that astrology, by analyzing the planetary locations at birth and where the sun and the moon and all the planets are, where they're located, because just because you're a Virgo doesn't mean all the planets are in Virgo. Let me tell you this, you know, the planets in the solar system are like a big clock, and they're scattered everywhere. You know, they're all over the place. They can be in up to 7, 8, 9, or even 10 different signs. That's what really develops and designs our karmic uniqueness and the illusion of separation in which we have chosen to experience for this life cycle. That's the whole purpose of the astrology system in this universe. So talk about trying to figure out the God force in the third dimension. As far as I'm concerned, you got to understand how astrology works to figure out the method behind the madness of the creative process. And if the creative process is anything, it's God, right? So that's what it's really all about. I think that astrology is fun. It's interesting. And I get excited about people when they get into it, when they understand it, when they get into where I'm at, when they understand me. And you know, these letters I get, these calls I get, once in a while, 1 out of 1,000, I'll get a letter that'll say, Farley, you're full of baloney. I don't like your ego. I don't like the way you treated that person on the call. You've lost my support. You've lost my services. I'm going to listen to KOBX or something like that. And once in a while, not everyone's going to like me or what I'm about. But you know, I'm not here to run a popularity contest. What I am here is offer a show dedicated to open-mindedness, a search for open truth. I am here to try to reveal to people options and possibilities in this dimension. I am not here for the listeners or people to be judgmental on me, because, hey, if you want to be judgmental on me or anybody, go ahead. It'll come back and somebody will be judgmental with you, because I'm not perfect and I don't admit to be perfect. But I do know one thing. There's a lot out there in the universe beyond than what just meets the eye. And metaphysics and astrology and cosmic consciousness and psychic and spiritual awareness and things like the reincarnational self and concepts of karma and the intuitive mind, the higher mind, the subconscious mind, the conscious mind, the God self, are things that are out there that I wish to probe and discuss and throw out to you, the public, for you to deal with, to have food for thought any way you want to have it. Because I know that once people do get into astrology, I'll tell you something, I've made some mistakes in my life and I've rubbed some people the wrong way. But one of the reasons why I really feel I was born is to light some candles in people's heart chakras. And if I have lit 100 or 1,000 or 2,000 or 10,000 or 20,000 or 50,000 or 1 million or 100 million people, if I can turn 100 million people on to some further truth about God and the universe and cosmic concepts, and there's a few out there that are mad at me because of the way I treated a caller or because I didn't show 100% compassion with a certain issue, you know, I'm human. You know, and I'm not out here to be judged, but I'm out here to try to teach as many people as I can. So, you know, it's like this show is really dedicated for you, the individual, so you can remove what we were talking about at the very beginning of the show, the walls, the wall that is between you and the world, and accept the fact that other people have these walls that may be difficult, if not near impossible, for you to climb. And what's fun about life is that the way you grow and the way you absolve karma really is to help others, and also to try to retain a spiritual attitude and a spiritual priority. Even though you can't do it all the time, I think it's the attitude and the motive that's important. And in my opinion, of course, which this show is, if you can retain a spiritual priority and if you can lower your own wall and be open to other people whose walls are also down because you know they have catalyzed themselves and they're into open-mindedness and the search for further truth. I mean, what is truth? I mean, so many things happen in history that all the time, whatever we do believe to be true, 1,000 or 100 or even 10 years later, or even 5 minutes later, might not be true. Hey, I'm going to try and tell you the truth. It's 12:22. Well, guess what? 20 seconds later, it's a lie. It's not 12:22 anymore. See, so, what I'm all about is I'll listen to people and I'll study things and study issues and I'll understand and respect astrology as a current truth, but I'll always leave my mind open in the search for further truth. And that's really what I think the definition of a spiritual person is. Somebody that can strive to be non-obsessive, non-selfish, somebody that can strive to keep an open mind, prevent dogma from coming in, keep that search open for further truth, open their mind up, recognizing they are human, and respect certain open-minded issues like psychic and spiritual awareness, cosmic consciousness, meditation, chanting, astrology, psychic phenomena, parapsychology, holistic health, and holistic living and lifestyles. These are things that I feel are really turning it around for millions of people in a magnificent rebirth that millions and millions of people are having right now that is introducing us to the new age. See, it is difficult to help people in the world if they don't want to be helped. It's like my old saying, everything is perfect. Metaphysically, everything is perfect. If you try to reach out to help somebody and act as a catalyzer for their own growth, you can't do it. Everybody is a catalyzer unto themselves. It's up to them. You can dump thousands of pounds of food and millions of dollars worth of money around poor and homeless people, but it doesn't mean that they're going to snap out of it even though they have it all, if they're not ready for it. But what you can do, and what I learned yesterday from my good friend and teacher Ron, is that it starts with you. It starts at home, in the mirror, with yourself. And if you work on yourself and try to change yourself, it's hard to make changes. But eventually, when you work on yourself and you absolve your karma and you strive to be as spiritual as you can, then you will be given these gifts. And you will be catalyzed, and you will experience the soul evolvement and the soul growth, and you will be uplifted, and your health and your vitality and your aura will improve, and your attitude will improve, and your life should, like mine, take off. Because it's all in the mind. It's all positive power thinking. And astrology is something that can trigger all that stuff. That's right. Taking that first step and allowing yourself to understand something beyond limited sun sign astrology, the fact that planetary astrology exists. Some of you out there are going to get a pen and finally send away for your charts. And then when you get it, you're going to be curious to see if you are catalyzed enough to handle understanding astrology as a science. I brought one of the crystals today. I don't know if you can hear it. There it is. I tapped it on the mic. This is a trippy one. I love these crystals. I've been kind of selfish because I took some of them out of the group for myself. But I like this one because it's got a cloud halfway through it. So it looks like one part of the crystal is in this dimension and another part of the crystal is in I don't know where. And maybe I've been flying today because I've been holding this in my right hand. These quartz crystals will do something to you. So if you feel that you maybe have reached a level of soul evolvement that you're curious about yourself beyond just your sun sign, or you'd like to find out things like a rising sign or a moon sign, you'd like to use this show as your own cosmic correspondence course, then maybe you're ripe and ready to get yourself charted. So I'm darn excited about this, and you should be too, because people that get into astrology and understand astrology as a science, the planetary aspects, I believe are gifted. And I want to tell you something. The demographics of people that listen to this show, it's true, a lot of them are 20 to 45. A lot of them are women, very intuitive women. A lot of them are middle class and above. And I'm talking about a very intellectual group of people. We have studied this, and a very highly intellectual group of people are people that are into the Astrology Hour. This is not your normal astrology radio program, as you can tell. This show is geared to teach people and help midwife them into higher soul evolution, soul evolvement, and qualification into higher spiritual realms. If you ever meet anybody into astrology, you'll know that they tell you that once they got into astrology, their life became very different. They became a lot more aware, and a lot more answers to questions became obvious and very clear to people. With that, I'm going to take my little interdimensional crystal, and we are going to go to the phones.